Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronumerologist, and welcome to your Gemini Full Moon Astronumerology Forecast happening on Sunday, December 3rd at 3:47 p.m. Universal Time in London, 10:47 a.m. New York Eastern, and 7:47 a.m. Los Angeles Pacific. Now, this Gemini Full Moon has a very special storyline because it previews 2018 in a really big way. The reason is it happens at 11 degrees. The sun is at 11 degrees Sagittarius, opposite the moon at 11 degrees in Gemini. So the 11-11 portal is already symbolized by the sun and moon opposite each other at 11 degrees. The moment that the moon is full is when Mercury goes retrograde. Now, why is that such a big deal? Well, two reasons. Mercury rules this full moon because Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. And secondly, it happens at 29 degrees in Sagittarius, where Mercury is stationing. And 29 degrees in astrology is a critical degree. And that means the impact of this Gemini full moon is even more enhanced. 29 degrees reduces to 2 plus 9 is 11. So we've got the third 11 right there in this most amazing lineup. Now, the sun and moon both square Neptune. So they're opposite each other at 180 degrees, and then Neptune is 90 degrees exactly from the sun and moon. And this creates a T-square, an exact T-square. And of all things, Neptune is at 11 degrees as well. It's so amazing. So the storyline of the 11 in the preview of 2018, which is an 11 universal year, is just unbelievable. So what this T-square is doing is it's bringing a lot of change, flexibility. You're going to be encouraged to transform and open your heart because it happens in the mutable signs. So basically, you want to go with the flow. We've got Pisces, Sagittarius, Gemini being activated. And this really is a wonderful weekend because it happens pretty early on Sunday, especially in North America, South America. A wonderful weekend for a mystical, spiritual retreat. So if there's a way you can adjust to the energy, I know it's the hustle and bustle before the holidays, there's lots to do, but you want to take some time Saturday, Sunday to create a meditation and really sit with this powerful 11 portal energy, which expands even more. There is a fifth 11. We now have four that I've mentioned. There's a fifth one that happens because Jupiter, the ruler of the sun is in Sagittarius, Jupiter, the ruler of the sun, is also at 11 degrees and forming a trine, a beautiful harmonious trine to Neptune at 11 degrees. So we've got five 11s lined up with the rulers of both the sun and the moon, all at 11 degrees, and the actual degree of the Mercury, the planet Mercury, that rules Gemini at 29 degrees, critical degree. Unbelievable. I don't know when I've ever seen this kind of lineup before that is so clearly pointing in one direction. So here's what you can do around this Gemini full moon. You want to pay attention to what you hear and see and feel because it'll be much more clear. Mercury and Gemini are about communication with clarity. So, and then when you add the sun in Sagittarius, you want to also focus on your spiritual practice, on expanding abundance, on exploring how you can heighten your prosperity, because The Sagittarius influence, which is so lovely, expands everything you do and focuses on the joy of expansion, of abundance, of prosperity, of wealth. You also want to have fun and play and socialize. Gemini is it's a mutable sign. It's about, you know, taking a risk, taking an adventure, being childlike. And then when you add the influence of the sun in Sagittarius, you want to investigate also the meaning of your life, but in a fun way. And this will liberate you. This is one of the key themes of this Gemini full moon, is liberation. So the other thing is you're going to be able to communicate with much greater ease and with much greater depth because of the retrograde situation with Mercury. Anytime a planet stations right before it changes direction, or right as it's changing direction, in this case Mercury, it has a much greater impact. And Mercury's the messenger. It has an idea. It has a purpose that it wants to communicate. So you really want to tune in to what is my purpose in this conversation, or what is my divine purpose in general. You also want to really, really trust and sink into that place where you feel at ease, where you breathe and have faith. This is the Jupiter at 11 degrees influence, Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, right? One way to really relax and tune into your soul is to listen to music, which is a way of the universe communicating with you, writing in your journal, and reading a good novel or a good book. These are all Mercury Gemini themed things to do. Also, exploring new places. You know, Gemini loves to go and investigate, so maybe going hiking, or if it's cold, you can go ice skating, doing something with friends. This is a wonderful aspect to share. It's very social, this full moon. Stay busy on a fun project or learn a new skill. Great things to do around this time. And if there's something you've been wanting to take a risk on, this is a great time to do it, because you will both grow and feel very optimistic as a result of stepping forward and going to a place that before you might not have actually, you know, put into action. Definitely you want to be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. This Gemini full moon is so powerful with the triple, or I should say quintuple 11 portal that's awakening you, that's bringing an initiation of feeling divine, feeling abundant, that you want to be true to who you are on that level of your divinity. Because you are, in essence, a divine soul. And you're here with a great purpose, with a divine mission. And this divine mission in December, as you'll see in my next forecasts and going into the next year, this divine mission is going to be heightened tremendously because of what's going on with Saturn. Saturn coming into its own sign for the first time in decades. And this means your purpose, your divine purpose, is being activated. So this full moon right now, with everything that's going on, you know, Saturn is focusing on galactic center. I talked about that in my last video with the new moon. You want to really look at your purpose and feel, what is true to me? What really do I resonate with, right? What lights me up with so much joy that I can't wait to fulfill it? So this is a wonderful time, in essence, to write and speak your truth in a journal, in a blog, and of course, vocalizing, sharing how it feels when you focus on what liberates you, when you focus on what is in tune with your heart at a soul level, how you feel joy at a soul level. So this is an amazing moment of healing, of creating, of writing, of expressing, of visualizing your intentions. It begins the process of focusing on 2018 because of that 11, 11, 11, 11, 11 portal that's being activated. It's going to bring you into balance. And so really tune into that which will bring you into balance and take you out of conflict, right? Take you out of division. When you do that, you will sense a liftoff dynamic with this full moon. It's going to take you to a moment, especially at this time of the year, as we're wrapping things up, right, where you're really going to feel a sense of relief and joy and anticipation of the next year. So enjoy this Gemini full moon. I'm so excited about it, as you can tell. It is a moon of wonder. So go out there and wonder and connect to the stars, to the galaxies. Share your heart and be at peace and be in a place of love. So much love to you, and I will see you in a couple weeks for our Sagittarius new moon.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.